Okay. Next week we're going to start Hilchos Chanukah in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We'll lean that there. But meanwhile, we're learning Hilchos Ribbis, and we're learning all of these things that if you lend someone, suppose you're not going to lend someone money. If I lend Mr. Manrick's money, could he take me to the bus station? L'chari, yeah, he does it anyway. He can't say, I'll do you a favor because you lent me money. That he can't say. But you can do it if you would do it anyway. That's what we learned. We're in Simon Samachay, the Halachos of Ribbis. And we're learning again about these types of things that you're not allowed to do to the Maldas. Soon we're going to start learning the nitty-gritty about business transactions and futures and investments and loans and heteriscus. We didn't get up to that yet. Meanwhile, we're still learning what it's also to do, what the Lov is also to do for the Malveh, because of Ribbis. In Simon Tess, he says, if you never say hello to him, you can't say hello to him. You can't buy an aliyah for him. If you never did it before, you can't do it now. Even saying thank you, if you overdo it, it's osur. So like, what do I mean by overdo it? I want to explain what I just meant. Because really, if you look in halacha, it says you can't even say thank you for the loan. So the Achronim say, if thank you, if it is a meaningless phrase, and it just shows nimusi, that you're not, you know, it's like a reflex, then it's okay. But it's only okay because you don't mean it. I don't want to catch you meaning it, Hashem says. Right. And now the famous case is the guy that lends money and you thank him in the sefer. Maybe you'll make a plaque even. Not when he gave, when he lent money. If you lent money, you also make a plaque many times. Or you give him the sefer, you know, you make a dedication page. Sometimes they do it even if you lent money. And it's a problem of ribbis.
But there's no problem doing it according to what we said. There's no problem in doing it in reverse. I'm going to buy an aliyah for him, and then I'm going to go ask him for a loan.
No, that's a problem. That's called ribbis mukdemis. If that's your intention, it's ribbis mukdemis. We learned that's also too. If your intention is to pave the way, it's ribbis mukdemis, it's called. Now, so he brings up from Rav Moshe that you could give him a page in your sefer. Remember, of course, this is only when he lent you money. If he gave you money, it's not a shaila. If he lent you money to print, you could say that he lent you money and you give him a bracha. And Rav Moshe says you could just write a bracha. Hashem gives a bracha to those who support Torah. Something like very frum. Like it's not personal. I guess that's what Rav Moshe is driving at. Like you're not personally thanking him, you're saying he lent me money, and I'm sure that the Eibishter will shower him with brachas, because Hashem showers brachas upon those who support Torah. Like that's how you would have to write it, and that's would be okay. That's what the Moshe's point is. But that's ribbis dvorim, just words. It's also aser. Shenemar noshuch leshach kol dover asher yishach afilu dibur aser. In Amalve Muzer al Ribis Dvorim, Kagon im Omer la Love, he can't set the Love up. He says, do me a favor, you know, he lent the money. He says, okay, you know, I just lent you money. Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy to lend you money, help you out, the hour of need. Make sure you pay me back by the time. We made up. Everything will be fine. I'm happy to be able to do you a favor. By the way, maybe I'd rather need a favor from you. Maybe you can do it for me. Tomorrow, give me a call if you find out who won the World Series. Give me a call. You're not allowed to do that. That's ribbis. Soliciting a service. For the Malve, he's just looking at it from the perspective of the Malve. To solicit a service, again, on the basis of the law, is awesome. Let me know about this. He's not really going to work for him. He's just going to tell him something. But he's going to tell him a piece of news that he wants to know. If you never did it before, but because of the loan, he's assuming, he's hoping. I raise a ribbis. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, like, the person that borrows money should feel like a servant to the creditor. So he's saying, that mean, it doesn't mean what you think it means.
That's my job.
What?
Like, I keep score on certain things.
No, it says Eved Lovel Ish Malve. It really is talking about Akaros Hatov. But he uses a very strong word, Eved Lovel Ish Malve. The Lovel is a servant to the Malve. Well, what does that mean? We just learned a whole bunch of halachos. He's not going to do anything for him. He's certainly not a literal servant. He can't even get him a cup of water, if he normally wouldn't have gotten him a cup of water. So he says that's a halachic din about where the din Torah should be. If they have an argument, the Malva says, let's go to the Bezdin HaGadol, and the Lova wants to be done in his city, so the Lova has to follow the Malva to the Bezdin HaGadol, because of Eved Lova L'ish Malva. Because you learn out a certain prat in Hilchas Gvias Chov from it, but it can't be expanded that he takes an Eved, that he should work for the Malva. Those, that would be ribbis. Even there's something called Tovus Hanoah. Like if you ask me to throw some business, do me a favor. I have a friend who's I have a friend who has a pizza store. Buy your pizza from him, and I lent you money. And the old, you're not. What are you doing for me? You just. It's called Tovus Hanoah. You're just doing what I said. You're directing business my way. You're directing business the way I told you to. I don't really have a monetary benefit from it. I just have that pleasure that you listened to me and you chose to listen to me. So that's also awesome. I feel the Tovus Hanoah Shein a moment, which doesn't have a halachic monetary value. Also, la malva lehonos min aloy. The Gagain of Shim, malva ba'al malacha. Aloy v'ze ain't darker losses like malacha. But he says, you know what? This could happen so easily. You know, he lent me money. A businessman lent me money. Let me at least bring up my business. Like, that's the most normal thing in the world to say and to think and to do. And you're an ingrate if you don't do it. You're showing a car as a tov. Let me give him my
business.
What?
Let me money so I would bring my business.
Right? That's awesome.